More parents across the country are choosing to homeschool their children rather than putting them in a public or private school. The pandemic is one reason, but there's more to it, at least for families in South Florida. From member station WLRN, Yvonne Zumtobel reports.
Another great thing about it is Apple Day's Pajama Day.
Oh yeah, you could just spend the whole day in your pajamas, unless you go outside. Yeah.
Every day could be Pajama Day, but on a recent Friday morning, these 2 9-year-olds are outside, and they're not wearing pajamas.
Let's go play.
Matthew Gilbert and Nathaniel Trasco are classmates of sorts. They learn and play together, just not in a traditional classroom. Their parents brought them to socialize with about a dozen other homeschoolers here at this playground in Royal Palm Beach. Nathaniel has been homeschooled his entire life. His parents chose this long before the COVID-19 pandemic gave a lot of families a taste of what it could look like to learn from the kitchen table or the park.
You'd have more time to do what you want. You can go on field trips anytime you want stuff. You can do other things. Like when I was little, I used to do sailing lessons and I got to actually sail a real boat.
Whoa.
By myself. So yeah, it's fun.
Hope Walsh joined the group last year. She started homeschooling her first grader in part because of how public schools in Florida were handling COVID-19.
The mask mandates dropping made me and my husband both really uncomfortable. My husband was actually a school teacher, and he also quit teaching due to the pandemic, amongst other reasons.
This park day was organized by a homeschooling co-op called Palm Beach County Homeschoolers. Nathaniel's mom, Cheryl Trasco, has been running it since 2009. During the pandemic, Trasco also started a statewide Facebook group that's grown to more than 10,000 members. It's called Homeschooling Florida Style. And like pretty much anything Florida style, homeschooling here is loosely regulated.
So some people go out and buy books and use those to teach their kids. Some people find online programs. Some people have gotten together with some other families or maybe even hired a teacher.
There are no requirements for teachers, no list of required subjects, and there's no set schedule or required number of hours students have to spend learning. Students do have to be evaluated by a certified teacher every year. It's either a standardized test or a portfolio. It's a system that Brian Ray says is becoming attractive to more and more parents. He's the president of the National Home Education Research Institute, a nonprofit based in Oregon. He says the number of homeschooled students across the country has jumped from 2.5 million in 2019 to almost 4 million today.
After tasting some of the benefits of home-based education, many parents, not all of them, have said, we like this. This is good for our children. This is good for our family.
In South Florida, there are almost 8,000 more students being homeschooled now than before the pandemic. In Broward and Palm Beach counties, homeschoolers now make up between 3 and 4% of the total student population. In the Keys, the homeschool population more than doubled.
Today, the demographics of homeschoolers look a lot like the demographics of the country. It's urban, it's suburban, and it's rural. African Americans and Hispanics are now homeschooling in proportional numbers.
John Edelson founded an online homeschool program called Time for Learning, in which nearly 200,000 students are now enrolled. He says the pandemic is only one reason parents have been leaving public schools in droves.
It's often regrettable, and I don't really love to cite it, but school violence, of course, scared a lot of parents, and all those active shooter drills terrified a lot of kids.
Then there's inflation and the cost of living, something that's impacted Melissa Lamonte's decision to enroll her fifth grader Ellie in Edelson's online homeschool program.
We RV life, we do homeschool because I can't find an area that I'm okay with the school system and the cost of housing, so we're doing it our way.
The Lamontes relocated from Virginia to South Florida about a year ago, and they've lived in RV parks in Palm Beach and Broward counties.
There's a whole bunch of different things with the flexibility that it makes it not worth going to school from like 8 to 3 every day.
Her son Caleb is 14 and in 8th grade. He takes his classes from home through Florida Virtual School.
You can like go outside, take a little break real quick, go on a run even, come back with a fresh mind, and the assignment is a lot easier and less stressful.
School districts are funded based on enrollment, so when students leave traditional public schools, the schools lose money, and that means less resources for the students who stay. but that only applies to certain school districts.
I've always been concerned about the funding, and it's even more of a concern now.
Anna Fusco is president of the Broward Teachers Union. She says dwindling enrollment at public schools threatens teachers' salaries, plus staff positions like TAs, counselors, and cafeteria workers. Also at stake, she says, electives like music, foreign languages, and culinary arts.
So if the funding is not there, it does affect every little piece in the schools and in the school district.
Especially in Broward, traditional schools have hemorrhaged students in recent years, and that downward trend is only expected to continue. For Here and Now, I'm Yvonne Zumtobel.